Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll make it from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. I'm so glad to be with you this morning as we wrap up 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll start at verse 18 and we'll end with verse 23. So just a short paragraph today. Let's have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into the Lord's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have engrafted us into Jesus Christ, that you give us life. We thank you that you provide all things for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. We're going to get into 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we'll be reading verses 18 through 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Paulus, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. What a wonderful passage we have. We need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what are we supposed to, or what are we going to underline as the best verse of all this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So what are we going, where's Christ and how do we live our lives in response to it? So first, what's this about? Well, Paul's been going through in these first three chapters, showing that these divisive groups that have been boiling up in the church in Corinth is sectarian, it's of the flesh, it's carnal, it's not of the spirit. Right? Who's Paul? He's just a servant. Who's Apollos? He's just the guy who's watering the field. Who's Peter? It's all about Christ. And so that's where we've been looking at this whole time. And now we see that it's not about a person's wisdom. It's not about a person's rhetoric. It's not about a person's oratorical skills. It's not about these schools of philosophy. It's about Christ. And so when one ancient writer was wrestling with this and asking, what's this, the wisdom of this world versus the wisdom of God? The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. It's Tertullian, when he writes about this, he says, what has Jerusalem to do with Athens? Right? He's getting at this idea of like, why are we trying to go to the world and get wisdom? You know, I just looked on my shelf and I was thinking about all the different philosophers I've read, you know, and thinking, you know, it's not about Plato. Plato again, it's not about Aristotle, it's not about Descartes, it's not about Voltaire, it's not about Rousseau, it's not about Camus, it's not about Foucault, you know, it's not about the philosophers of this age. It's not about the newfangled ideas. It's not about them. Now I think some people take this too far. And they think that we shouldn't read any philosophers, like that doesn't have any value. Paul even read the philosophers. But the point is, what is the basis? Right? Is Jesus Christ the foundation? Do we have a center? Is Jesus Christ at the core of our thinking? Is Jesus Christ at the core of our ideas? Is it Jesus Christ who's that point that we can rally around? Is Christ and his covenant the flag that we fly? Is it Jesus Christ who unifies us, unifies his church, cares for his people? is it Christ? Right? The Lord catches the crafty people of this world in their own nets. He wants us to realize that all things are ours because we're in Christ. And Christ is of God. And so, I have in my Bible, verse 19 underlined, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. What would you underline in your Bible? Would you underline something else? Calling. What are we called to do in response to this? Have you latched on to a certain type of thinking? Maybe you're a naturalist, right? And there's a philosophy of naturalism, and everything in your life revolves around holistic healing. And you look down your nose on people in the church who live differently than you. Maybe are you a person of a certain political faction? You have a political philosophy, and that political philosophy so dominates your life that you're not able to get along with people who have differing views on monetary policy. Now, if you so bought in to the gold standard that you think if we're not doing the gold standard, this is an absolute moral issue and I cannot have any fellowship with anybody else who disagrees with me. What philosophy have you bought into that makes you judgmental towards your brother, that rips the church apart, that keeps you from fellowshipping with one another? Is it a doctrinal issue? Let me just suggest to you that not every philosophical thought, not every principled position we take should lead us to disassociating with others. If there's something that's keeping you, and it's not truly a core doctrine, a core teaching of Scripture that you're disagreeing on, it's carnal thinking. It's not according to the Spirit. So evaluate your life. Think about it. I'm not telling you to get rid of any convictions that you might have. But how do we hold those convictions in humility? And how do we still get to come together and take the Lord's Supper, pray with one another, encourage each other, sing with each other? Are you being sectarian? Or do we rally behind Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for what a great blessing it is to have you. God, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we might be one as you are one. Lord, we pray that the world would see your disciples and would know that we are yours because we have love for one another. Please, Lord, heal the factions. Bring people to your word. May they see the Jesus Christ, the historical Christ of the Scriptures, and come to you. And may you be our rallying point. Thank you that the gates of hell will not prevail. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. I encourage you, reach out to someone, just someone from the church. Tell them you're praying for them. Love them. Let's heal these factions. Because the great shepherd of the sheep is conforming you to his image. May he bless you this day. And I'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.